Hello, my name's David Burns of the Assessment Register, and once again, welcome to our podcast. Today, we're talking about traceability and the importance of traceability. Traceability, okay, it's all about providing confidence and integrity within the supply chain. Everything to support the product specification and, of course, consumer and user confidence. That's what traceability is all about. And it comes in many forms. Don't just get bogged down with just quality management systems and the importance of traceability, but look at other things. Look at food, agri-food sector traceability, packaging materials traceability, wood products, furniture traceability, carbon fibre and traceability. And back to quality assurance and our tin bashing fraternity, metals and alloys, of course, when it comes to traceability. Running parallel to all that, of course, you have other forms of traceability, and we've touched on this before. Calibration control, the management of calibration, the management of measurement, standard reference materials for chemical analysis. All this needs traceability to underpin the integrity of the supply chain and provide confidence within the results of the documentation that supports traceability. Okay, now, what happens if we don't provide traceability? Well, the first thing, it undermines the confidence in the market. It undermines the confidence of the product, undermines the confidence of the service. And of course, ultimately, it starts to downgrade or degrade your brand or corporate image, which is obviously not good for the consumer. So we all know there's strong brand image in the market, and we all know we have weak brand image in the market in certain quarters, but all brands are underpinned by the integrity of the product and services provided. That in turn is underpinned by traceability. Traceability is key. Okay, so that's traceability. That's the introduction. Let's look at things in a little bit more detail. Let's take material stockists and distributors. We have ISO 9001 that requires traceability within the supply chain. AS9100 for aerospace contracts, of course, require traceability within the supply chain. For aerospace, as we're all aware, it's AS9120, but for the sake of this podcast, it's either AS9100 or ISO 9001. Now, let's be clear. With both ISO 9001 and AS9100, what we're actually doing is providing the management of the traceability, not necessarily the traceability itself, if that makes sense. So ISO 9001 and AS9100, they're quality management systems. So therefore, with traceability within your quality management, you're managing the traceability. However, nobody can actually guarantee product integrity without digging a little bit deeper. So the management of traceability is one thing, but confirmation of the integrity of the product itself back to source is another story again, which again, we'll come on to in more detail shortly. Okay, so quickly back to brand image, brand and market integrity. The brand of a product or the brand of the company can only be as good as the integrity of the products provided through supply chain integrity and traceability of products back down the supply chain. So again, let's take that a stage further. Laboratories, for example, whether they're ISO 17025 or NADCAP approved, will provide a level of confidence with a test and or calibration. Thereby, they're providing integrity within the supply chain. So they're more specific, if you like, than ISO 9001 and AS9100. The latter, of course, is all about the management of the supply chain, the management of the integrity within the supply chain. Whereas a laboratory, whether it's NADCAP or 17025 approved, is actually the integrity of the result that supports the supply chain. So it's the test against the product within the supply chain. Now that's what we're going to focus on here. It's the paper trail. We traditionally underscore our confidence with pieces of paper or an IT PDF. That provides reassurance of the materials that you've purchased from within your supply chain. So what are we looking for here? These pieces of paper. The first one, a delivery note, a certificate of conformity, a declaration of performance, a mill certificate, and of course, test certificates within each of those process areas for inspection and testing of the product through the supply chain. However, remember, just because you have a paper trail and you have documented evidence supported by those pieces of paper and linked to the material and linked to the product, this does not mean the material or the product is correct or compliant. Well, that's a scary thought, but it's actually true. A piece of paper tied to a piece of material or tied to a component or tied to, I don't know, some standard reference materials, it's only as good as the integrity of the supply chain that supports that piece of paper. The only true way of actually knowing that piece of material is correct to the specification is by doing your own independent test. Remember, traceability is only as good as the documented evidence that was collated by the individual that was last within the supply chain. So we can say with confidence that the integrity of the material against the paper is only as good as the last person that handled that piece of paper and that material. That's your traceability. You're relying on human factors within the supply chain. So it's the management of the supply chain. You're managing the paperwork, not necessarily the integrity of the product itself. For example, when you're audited against AS9100 or ISO 9001, the auditor is only actually tickling the surface. They're only tickling the surface by looking at the paper. They're looking at the paper trail. Management, it's the management system that's managing the traceability. In fact, the auditor is actually not auditing. They're making a huge assumption because they have no way of analysing the material against the piece of paper. So they have to make an assumption that the paper that has the right number on it to that piece of material is actually correct. But again, it's only as good as the last handling of that paper and material back down the supply chain. So remember, certification is the management of traceability and not confirmation of the material or the product being compliant. In reality, only independent analysis of an item, the item in question under your own control, can provide absolute confidence. And that has to be done by independent analysis, where you would take a sample of the material in your possession and have that independently analysed and assessed by an accredited laboratory, and those test results provided back to you to support that product. That is the only way you will actually know that the material from your supply chain is actually compliant. Taking this a stage further, you could actually buy some material, cut part of that material in two. You could then subdivide that into three, and you could send the material for analysis to three separate laboratories and then look at the results when they come back to you. And then you're looking at some type of integrity of the paperwork against the raw material. That, in its true sense, is the only true way to actually prove that you've got the right material. For example, when you read pretty much all aerospace contracts, they'll state something like this within the small print. They will say, documentation and data supplied with purchased material shall objectively confirm full traceability against the specification. This is demonstrated, but not limited to, serial number, batch number, order number, delivery note number, account number, or other number reference. And just because you've purchased from an approved supplier, a named supplier from your approved supplier list, this does not absolve you from the responsibility for ensuring material compliance. So, in effect, they're actually saying to you, have a quality management system, but they're also saying, just because you have a quality management system and you have approved suppliers and you have the correct paperwork, that does not absolve you from the responsibility for making sure the actual material is to the correct specification. Basically, they're saying, okay, you've got a piece of paper, but that, again, is only as good as the last person that handled that piece of paper. So again, it's all about integrity. So in a nutshell, the court, should it go to court due to a material supplied from your organization to your customer, should that fail, then kind of you are still responsible. You can't just waive CFCs and mill certs and delivery notes in court because they'll say, well, okay, fine, you've provided some reassurance, but what else did you do? Did you have it independently analysed? Well, you're probably going to say, well, no, we didn't. Then the court will say, well, why didn't you? It's an important item. It's an aerospace part. Why on earth didn't you get it independently analysed? And you'll turn around and you'll say something along the lines of, well, because we were not asked by contract. Ah, but the contract says you're still responsible for supplying the correct raw material. Okay, you're kind of screwed, really, whichever way you look at it.
Okay,
on a friendly note, don't panic. On the whole, the judge will see that you've applied all due diligence to your supply chain. You've conducted things in the correct way. You've applied all due diligence and you've tried to make sure within the realms of finance to manage your supply chain effectively. You've supplied the material and or product. You're not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. You're doing what's normal. You're supplying a compliant product. The fact that Aerospace Primes add a caveat that actually says does not absolve you from the responsibility of ensuring material compliance, this in effect actually confirms they've identified a problem themselves within the supply chain. So if anything, they should be in the dock for not telling you how to make sure the material is to the correct specification against that piece of paper you've got to support the product. Okay, so it's a bit of a muddle, this traceability and responsibility of who's who when it comes to product traceability, particularly in aerospace. So therefore, if the prime is expecting a high-risk product, they should be telling you really to go off and get some independent analysis done before you ship that product to them for complete reassurance within the supply chain. Another little wheeze that your customers and primes often throw at you, bit of a curveball this one, they'll often supply you with free issue material. Well, we've all been there where your customer says, right, here's the free issue material, here's the documentation to support that material. However, they still put a little caveat in the contract to say, just because they provide you with free issue material, that does not absolve you from the responsibility of making sure that it's compliant. So what are they actually asking you to do here? Take an analysis of their free issue material and send it off to a test lab? I mean, how far do you go with this? So again, contract compliance and traceability, bit of a minefield if you think about it too much. But I'm just putting this out there in this podcast just to oil the wheels of people's quality management systems, just to not just take things for granted, okay? Don't just take things for granted when it comes to traceability. You need to look at what it is you've got, what it is you're trying to achieve with traceability, what documented evidence do you need to support compliance if push comes to shove and you're having to explain yourself in a court of law. Hopefully, of course, it'll never come to that, okay? But you should have a quality management system that reassures the market you have the height of integrity, you have got complete traceability on your supply chain and the products within that supply chain, and materials, of course, with complete traceability, with complete confidence, because that is what you'll do. Likewise with calibration, let's not forget calibration and traceability, absolute key. Standard reference materials and traceability, absolutely key. So again, it's all about reassuring the market and your customer, and that you can defend your business if in a court of law you ever have to. So that's it on traceability. Thank you very much for listening, and we're going to throw you some more podcasts over the next few months. Thank you very much.